This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Warrior Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, WHL alum Matthew Barzal is on pace to claim the NHL's Calder Trophy for Rookie of the Year. We'll take a closer look at his record-breaking season in moments. The Winter Olympics men's hockey tournament is now underway in Pyeongchang. The WHL alumni is featured on 10 different teams competing for gold. We'll have a recap of those names. Moose Jaw Warriors D-man Jet Wu, expected to be a top pick this summer at the NHL entry draft, will profile him. And Victoria Royals forward Tyler Soy had a big week. Not only did he set a franchise record, he's also the WHL's on-the-run player of the week, and he'll close out the show. It has been quite the NHL rookie season for former Seattle Thunderbird Matthew Barzal.
Behind for Everly in front, Matt Barzal has a hat trick. It took him 37 games, and he's got his first hat trick in the NHL.
The Calder Trophy favorite for NHL Rookie of the Year was a former first overall pick by the Seattle Thunderbirds in the 2012 WHL Bantam Draft. He would sign a year later with the organization, heading into his 16-year-old season. This was Barzal on the day he signed with Seattle.
Me and my family had lots of conversations about it, but we know we made the right decision going to Seattle. We think it's a great organization. And, you know, I think if starting next year, our team is going to be good for the next few years.
He's now built up a 10-point gap in the NHL's rookie scoring race.
Then back around, Barzal steps, shoots, scores! A power play goal from Matt Barzal. Islanders tie it at one.
He's also become the first rookie in NHL history to record 2 5-assist games in the same season, and just the second rookie ever to post 3 5-point games in a single year, the last being Joe Malone 100 years ago in the NHL's inaugural season. He set the mark with a 5-assist performance in a 7-6 come-from-behind overtime win against the Detroit Red Wings.
I don't know. You know, some things just go right some days, and that's what kind of happened. You know, a lot of guys, burying opportunities, and it's, you know, we got a couple lucky bounces, so it was nice.
Barzal played 4 seasons with the Seattle Thunderbirds, appearing in 202 games, scoring 63 goals while adding 215 assists for an amazing 278 points. He also led the T-Birds to an Ed Chenault Cup last season.
You're listening to the WHL This Week radio edition.
The league-leading Moose Jaw Warriors are the guests this week for Regina's big homecoming weekend, an event we'll recap in next week's show. Warriors defenseman Jet Wu is a big part of the Warriors' success, ranked 20th amongst North American skaters by NHL Central Scouting. Wu spoke with voice of the Warriors, James Gallo.
Well, the Moose Jaw Warriors getting ready for a big weekend with a pair of games against the Regina Pats, then a trip to Brandon coming up on Family Day Monday. We're talking to Warriors 17-year-old defenseman Jet Wu. And Jet, let's talk about this Moose Jaw Warrior team. First team to clinch a berth in the Western Hockey League playoffs. What does that mean? What does that mean to the team to do it on February 14th?
No, it's a pretty special feeling. It's it was one of our goals at the beginning of the year, and to know that we're going in the right way is a huge accomplishment for us, and hopefully we keep it going.
The next week and a half, all the games are against the East Division. Does that help this team to try and find that playoff mindset?
I guess so. You know, it doesn't really matter what team we play. We're always trying to, you know, play our best and, you know, get better every game. So I don't really think who we play. As long as we're playing our game and, you know, stick to the systems, I think we'll be all right.
Talking to Jet Wu, of course, very focused then on what his team needs to do here down the stretch to, you know, compete in a very tough East Division. But not only that, Jet, but you've got the 2018 NHL entry draft, I'm sure, on your mind. Yeah, throughout the course of the season, when you see all these lists and your name pop up on them, do you look at that a lot, or do you not pay attention? What's your little thought process on that?
You know, obviously you'll see it every now and then on social media, but for the most part, I try to keep it, not try to, talk about it or think about it too much. It's something that, as long as our team's playing well, things will happen. But, I'm more focused on the team's goals, and that means, having a great time and going into playoffs and doing well.
Going through the process of talking to a number of NHL teams and their scouts throughout the course of the year, did you talk, guys like Brett Howden to see, how to go through it, what they did and what you could maybe learn from them?
Oh, yeah. Since I was 16, even 15, asking guys like, Braden Point, Brett Howden, and this year Josh Brook a little bit, just getting, some feedback and some pointers from them. But, they all say the same thing, just kind of keep playing your game and sticking to the system of the team, and, everything will be all right.
Do you get feedback from NHL teams?
Sometimes. They'll say some things I need to be working on and things that I've been doing good, but obviously I'll try to use that and integrate into my game, into the team's game. But like I said, it's more the team's game that I'm worried about.
How much does it help having guys like, as you mentioned, Brett Howden and Josh Brook, but not only that, head coach Tim Hunter, who's played and coached at the NHL level? How important is it to have them to maybe lean on to ask for some advice?
No, it's a great feeling. It's a great atmosphere knowing that there's pros in the room and they're teaching you and they're trying to help you and positively giving you feedback. So just the little things like that I think are gonna help me this year. And so far, like I said before, just sticking to the team's game is my biggest goal, and hopefully everything's gonna be all right.
This is the WHL This Week, brought to you by Warrior Hockey.
When you check out the men's hockey tournament at the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics, you'll see 27 Western Hockey League alumni competing for a medal. They will do so while representing a total of 10 different countries. Canada has 7 WHL alumni, including head coach Willie Desjardins, former head coach of the Medicine Hat Tigers. The roster includes Gilbert Brule of the Vancouver Giants, Rob Klinkhammer, who spent time in Lethbridge, Seattle, Portland, and Brandon, Brandon Cozen, a former Calgary Hitman, Quinton Howden, a former Moose Jaw Warrior, Stephen Elliott, who played with the Saskatoon Blades, and Lyndon Vey, who was a star with the Medicine Hat Tigers. Team Czech Republic has 5 WHL alum, Martin Ruzicka, who played in Lethbridge and Everett, goaltender Patrick Bartosak of the Red Deer Rebels, Roman Horak, a former Chilliwack Bruin, Michael Repik of the Vancouver Giants, Thomas Kondratik, former with the Medicine Hat Tigers, and Martin Erat with the Saskatoon Blades and Red Deer Rebels. South Korea has a WHL transplant, former Calgary Hitman defenseman Alex Plant. Team Switzerland will be represented by former Kelowna Rocket Cody Allman. On the Slovakia side, 3 former WHLers, Ivan Baranka of the Everett Silvertips, Yuri Valich, who played in Tri-City, Vancouver, Regina, and Red Deer, and Andre Kaderna, a former sniper with the Vancouver Giants and Red Deer Rebels. Slovenia has 1 former WHL player, Bastian Golicic, a former Calgary Hitman. Team USA has defenseman John Blum. He played with the Vancouver Giants. Germany has 4 WHL grads, Daryl Boyle of the Brandon Wheat Kings, Brooks Masek, a former Tri-City American and Calgary Hitman, Marcel Nobles, a former big centerman with Seattle and Portland, and Yannick Seidenberg, a former Medicine Hat Tiger. Finland represented by 2 WHL alum, Juha Metsola, former goaltender in Lethbridge, and Red Deer Rebels defenseman Tommy Kivisto. And Sweden rounds out the list with 1 former WHL player, that is Freddie Pettersson, a former Calgary Hitman.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Victoria Royals overage forward Tyler Soy is the WHL on-the-run Player of the Week after collecting 8 points in 3 games while also setting a Royals franchise record. Marlon Martins has more from Victoria.
Our guest is Tyler Soy, forward for the Victoria Royals and the Player of the Week. Fourth time for you that you've been bestowed the honor. What does it mean to you?
It's definitely special when you get recognized like this across the league. So it just means that we've been playing pretty well in the last couple games, and I was able to get on the board a couple times. So it's you like getting the recognition when it comes, but it's just another week.
You have the franchise most goals, the franchise most assists, franchise most points. Which one of those do you cherish maybe the most?
I don't know. Maybe just the points one, I guess, because it's a combination of the two. And it's not something when I broke the record. It was something that was pretty cool and pretty special. But right now I'm just trying to focus on the last couple games we got coming up. I think we got 15 games left in the season, so it's crunch time, and worried about that more, and then maybe I'll think about it a little bit more after the season's over.
What's on your mantle at home of all the accomplishments and all the hockey that you've played? What's up at home?
I got a couple pucks for my dad in his office, the most points, goals, a couple hat-trick pucks, so I've been pretty fortunate over my career to get a couple of cool accomplishments. So they're all back home in my dad's office, though.
John Reed Memorial, one of those as well.
Yeah, a couple of nice tournaments growing up in Bantam. That was a pretty big one. Mm-hmm. A couple of jerseys when I played with Hockey Canada, different tournaments. Just little things like that here and there. All the hockey stuff's in my dad's office back home.
Tyler, compare this season to all the rest for you.
Well, it's definitely a special one, being in my last season, being a 20-year-old, one of the only three on the team, being an older guy, a veteran. It's you get a different perspective of things when it's your last year. You look at the young guys that are 16-year-olds coming in, you can't believe how fast the time's gone by, but you definitely cherish it. And it's been a pretty interesting season, and I think we've got a really good team here, so I'm definitely excited to see what happens later on.
Over 300 games in the Western Hockey League. What's your favorite thing about coming to the rink?
Oh, I think just being around the boys. I mean, over the years I've played with some pretty, incredible players and even better guys. And, every year it seems like we have such a good group of guys in our team. And, I think that just credits to how well Cam does his job. And, it's just always just coming in, joking around with the guys, having a good time with the guys. It's, definitely the best part.
Tyler, how much fun is this battle for top spot in the BC division with Kelowna?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, this is our third game in a row against these guys, so it's like we're having a little mini playoff series, in the middle of the season. So, it's definitely a cool feeling. The games are intense, and, each game is getting more and more important as it comes down to crunch time. So, it's just a fun time of year.
Thanks for your time, Tyler, and congrats on Player of the Week.
Thank you very much.
That's Tyler Soy, the WHL Player of the Week, who's got 4 goals, 4 assists for 8 points in 3 games.
Hey, that's the show. Next week, a recap of Regina's big homecoming weekend and some big news coming out of Red Deer. Stay tuned. Thanks to James Moustia, as well as Marlon and Victoria for their help. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners and Warrior Hockey.